We do have Kyle with us from Nebraska State Bank. Hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Fantastic. Thanks for coming out to join us here.
Yeah, anytime. You know, when I come on, it's always doom and gloom, but we'll try to make it a little peppier today.
Well, I want to say when we have done it here at the fairgrounds for Junk Jaunt, you've been our guest, I think, and the representative, right? The last couple of years,
yeah,
if I remember
years,
right.
At least I've been here, so.
Yeah. So, well, it's great to have you here this morning. And I do know that one of the main things you deal with at Nebraska State Bank, and we're talking about it more and more, which is a little frustrating, I think, in and of itself. But that's the fact that there are people who spend their lives trying to scam people out of their lives. And
correct.
And I know that Nebraska State Bank takes this very seriously, and you're right in the middle of it, right?
Yep, I'm in charge of all of our cybersecurity and things there. So the more we can educate people, the more we'll come out and do it. And we're happy to talk with anybody, any business, and just kind of let you know some tips and tricks. And I've got something on that a little bit down the line here. The reason you always see me when you come here is because it's right before October, and October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month.
Ah.
And so that's always my time to get up on my pulpit and preach to everybody. So,
well, preach away, brother. Preach away, brother Kyle.
We try to do a little bit for October just to promote that yearly. We always participate in the American Bankers Association's Banks Never Ask That campaign, which is out there to educate people on what banks will actually talk to you about when they call you, when you call them, just to make sure that you're not giving information to people that are not your bank. You know, there's private questions over the phone. We'll never ask you for your PIN for your card. We won't ask you for your card number, things like that, that a criminal will tell you, hey, we need that information in order to do this. We won't ask you for passwords. So if you ever get a call and you're not quite sure that if it's the bank or not, just tell them you're going to call them back, and then call your bank back at the direct number. Ours is 872-2466. And an employee will tell you, yes, we called you, or no, and let's keep an eye on things and make sure that you don't fall for something.
Yeah. I'm just going to do a little testimonial here. I'm not afraid of it. Well, as you know, we were talking about this before we came on the air. I'm a big Chicago Cubs fan. Don't know if you knew that or not.
Yeah.
But the Cubs lost one of their greats, Ryan Sandberg, unfortunately passed away earlier this year. And he was Brent's favorite player. And so Brent happened to be on Facebook. And, he saw this commemorative shirt for Ryan Sandberg. I'm like, oh, I got to get this. So I go through all the thing, send off all the information, and pretty soon I see that my payment has been declined. I'm getting a phone message, and it's actually saying, hey, we didn't allow your payment to go through because we're afraid this might be fraud or whatever. And I'm guessing that banks are moving to that now. You're taking precautions on the front end too to protect customers. Am I right on that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're doing things that are behavioral based, location based.
And this was location based. I can tell you that my payment was going to go to Hong Kong or somewhere like that. So I'm a little embarrassed to say it, but it was a weak moment for Brent.
Yeah, it happens.
You
it
know?
Happens to everybody. That's how they try to prey on you. They find moments, and it's despicable of them. They use disasters. They use scenarios like that. They try to tug on the heartstrings because that's where people are vulnerable to them. You know, that's a great thing about humanity, and they try to take advantage of it.
Yeah. So what are some other things that Nebraska State Bank is doing to protect the customer? I know that you're working on things each and every day, and I'm sure a lot of it is reactive based on what's happening to your customers and the information that they bring you.
Yeah, we have a great staff, you know, locally housed, and they take the calls themselves. And that's the great thing is that, you know, we're a small community, and our staff does tend to know our customers. And so We'll receive phone calls from people pretending to be other people, you know, say a family member just died and they're taking advantage of the trust, mm-hmm. you know, that they've read the obituary and they're trying to get involved. And so we know, no, that's not his wife, things of that nature. We have people who monitor checks that are being deposited all the time. We've got some products that help alleviate check fraud. You know, it's mm-hmm. checking signatures and things of that nature, making sure the checks weren't washed, stuff like that. But it's behind the scenes. Right, we're going to take advantage of the American Bankers Association's Practice Safe Checks, I got to say that slowly,
yeah.
Campaign again this year. And, you know, it's important to remember that every time you write a check and send it to somebody, your bank account number is on that check. So you need to make sure that you're sending it to the people that need to be seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
Use gel pens when you fill out a check. Mm-hmm. They're harder to wash off with acetone. And fill in all the blank spaces on a check. Don't let somebody have room to write and fill stuff out on there. And then, you know, monitor your account. That's, I mean, a huge step is just, it's your money. You should be checking and saying, oh, I don't know why that money came out of there. And then if you're not sure, that's when you call your bank and you start to look into it a little bit. You know, is it a weird vendor name behind who you actually purchased that from? We can help you find that out if you call and let us know.
Kyle, I'm sure that the sooner, if someone is monitoring their account and they see something that they just think might be fishy, call immediately, right? I mean, don't sit on it.
Absolutely.
The sooner they can let you know, even if it's maybe something that isn't fishy,
yep.
it is legit. At least you know that,
yep.
right?
Yep. And then you'll know that for the future. The faster you can do these things, the better. Getting notifications on your phone every time there's a charge against your account is a great way to do it. You know, sometimes it gets confusing because some businesses charge you right away. Some businesses wait until the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's on a Friday, it might not get charged until Monday. And so sometimes those, you know, get people, oh, I didn't spend money this morning, but it was actually the day before that it happened. But yeah, just be diligent and give us a call. We're happy to help you out. Anything to help our customers. That's where we want to be. We're in it to help the community in any way we can. So that's just one of the measures we can take.
We've obviously spent a lot of time on the customer. I'm just kind of curious, from the bank perspective, how have you seen these people, scammers, whatever, try to attack the bank itself? Because I assume that they are trying to do that, and I can only imagine the parameters that you guys have had to take with all of this going on.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest attacks that we see right now, other than people trying to impersonate customers and do that type of thing, email, they try to get us through email all the time, sending what we call phishing emails out and trying to get information. They try to jump into ads on different websites, and those websites, the ones we usually use, they try hard not to let those happen, but you never know where an ad's going to take you on the side of a website. And so we have to be diligent on not getting sidetracked. Some of those ads and websites, they look very enticing, make you really want to click on them, mm-hmm. but you know, don't do it. Go to a reputable site and read about it if there's a big headline you want to read about. And it's always, you know, we're a hot target. So people just trying to get information from the bank is the biggest one, and trying to do account takeovers, things mm-hmm. like that nature, business email compromise. I don't know how many people try to pretend they're Stuart Fox and send emails and we have to block them from different sources. So we see a lot of things, and a lot of it never makes it to our employees. We tried our hardest on the technology side to make sure that stuff doesn't get through. But once in a while, somebody's really good at crafting something, and it does get through. And then all of our employees, we have a button in their email. If they think something's fishy, they just send it to me, and I'll review it. And for every employee, I'll tell them, no, that one's legitimate. Go ahead. You know, call that bank back, make sure that it's legitimate business we're doing, or nope, that one, don't even bother with that one. Let's get rid of it. So, you know, that's just part of my daily activities there. So,
yeah. I believe that some members of Nebraska State Bank, as they have come in over the weeks, I hope I'm right on this. You guys are moving to the tap card, right? Because that I'm being told that's actually the safest way to make a transaction now is with the tap card. Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct. So we are mailing those out. So if anybody gets a card in the mail and their card is not expired right now, it's because we're rolling out the new tap cards. Okay. And we're doing it by month of your expiration, but not by year, just to get those new ones out.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens when you tap a card instead of swiping it is that tap actually does a different token for each purchase and never actually puts your card information at the credit card terminal. And so every time you use it, that changes. And so when you use that tap feature or you use your mobile wallet feature, it separates itself one more step from the actual card information. So it makes it tougher on a criminal to sit in the middle and try to intercept that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see, other things that you wanted to mention here?
We've got a nice fun fraud training that we're going to do this month, a couple of them for businesses in the area. October 10th and October 15th, we're going to be at the library meeting room in Broken Bow from noon to 1, and we're doing fraud training for businesses in the area. You don't have to be a customer of ours, just any business. There will be lunch provided, so please RSVP for it. Call 872-2466. Let us know if you can make it. We're doing this for free for any business in the county that wants to come and learn more about protecting your business, things you can do, things banks can do to help, just questions to ask, and we'll stick around afterwards, answer some questions individually. We'll go over some topics like wire fraud, ACH fraud, protecting your email, training your employees, some fun things like that. All Nebraska State Bank employees in different areas that handle fraud. So we'll just be doing a quick run through, but then, we're happy to stick around and do some diving in and seeing if there's some things to help your business, whether you're a customer of ours or not. And then also, if you haven't been checking out our Cash the Eagle Facebook page, every Friday we do a Fraud Friday, a little tidbit on there. So everybody subscribe to that if you want to catch some recent information on things that are coming out from the criminals that we're seeing in different areas. And, you know, just keep yourself up to date. You know, keep your mom, your grandma, your best friend up to date with everything, because the more we all know and the more we can help each other, the less leverage the criminals have on us.
Yeah. Going back to your event on October 10th and 15th, right?
Correct.
Both days. Pre-register for this? Just show up? Or
Please call ahead
so
we have enough lunch and seats.
Okay.
Right. We hope to fill the room both times at the library. And if we do, fantastic. We'll schedule another one just to try to keep everybody in there, because this is a big topic for everybody. So call 872-2466 and we'll get you put down on the list, and we hope to see as many businesses represented there as we can.
Well, we appreciate Nebraska State Bank, because I know you take this extremely seriously, and we thank you for that.
Well, we just want to help the community out in any way we can. So.
Great to talk to you this morning. Was there anything else? Did we touch on all of your notes and everything?
I think we touched, highlighted on everything, my book here that I have. So.
All right. Well, hey, it's great to see you.
Thank you.
And